You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. Amazon and Apple both reported earnings yesterday, and there it finally is, labor shortages and supply chain problems hitting both companies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with more. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So let's start with Amazon. What is the story there?
Amazon reported a profit of about $3 billion in the third quarter. That's about 50% lower than the same time last year. Part of the problem is Amazon's cost went up, partly because of increased wages and incentives. Amazon says its average starting wage is more than $18 an hour, and signing bonuses can be up to $3,000. Amazon also paid more for raw materials.
And what about Apple?
Apple reported results for its fiscal 2021 fourth quarter. The company has seen record profits during the pandemic, but fourth quarter revenue fell short of analyst projections. And on the earnings call, Apple CEO Tim Cook estimated that shortages of supplies cost Apple about $6 billion in sales for the quarter. One analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush, says it's not a demand issue for Apple. Its problems are purely from supply chain shortages.
What about the holiday season coming up? What are Amazon and Apple saying about that?
If consumer demand keeps up, there will be a shortage of iPhone 13s over the holidays. Apple is hoping consumers will be willing to wait for the new phones. Amazon is expecting labor shortages to continue. In some cases, products have to be rerouted to fulfillment centers that have enough workers. And Amazon has announced it wants to hire 125,000 delivery and warehouse workers, in addition to 150,000 seasonal employees.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.